Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
A federal appeals court has ruled that most of Donald Trump's tariffs, remember that's his favourite word, he told us, are an overreach of his use of emergency powers as president. The so-called reciprocal tariffs imposed on nearly every country that the US trades with are being illegally imposed, this is according to the US Court of Appeals, on Friday. Let's discuss the implications of this with Simon Marks, our very favourite Washington correspondent. Hi, Simon. Good to have you here. This is a big deal, isn't it? Because the tariff is fundamental to the very raison d'être of President Trump. He loves them.
Absolutely. His favourite word in the English language, he has said time and again, is the word tariffs. And I think it's really important, as you've done, Vanessa, to underscore that this is not just simply a pillar of Donald Trump's trade policy. He is using tariffs as leverage in foreign policy as well. It goes way beyond simply regulating trade between the United States and its trading partners all over the world. So this is a big set back for the White House. It's not the end of the story because it certainly means that the issue will now be resolved at the United States Supreme Court, where, of course, the 9-member bench includes 6 justices who were appointed by Republican presidents and 3 of them placed on the court by President Trump himself during his first term in office. So he will be hoping for a different outcome at the Supreme Court. But if he doesn't get it, if the justices there agree with the appeals court, which in a 7-4 vote on Friday said that Donald Trump had broken the law by using emergency powers to sideline Congress and act unilaterally to unveil those Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs. We all remember, you know, those images in the White House Rose Garden when he was holding up signs, almost looked like he was reading the Eurovision Song Contest results for every particular country and what tariffs he was going to apply to them. The courts are saying you didn't have the right to use emergency powers to do that because there was no trading emergency at the time. So they're going to have their work cut out for them, White House lawyers, pushing back against that argument. But President Trump and his lawyers are both arguing that if these tariffs get undone, it's going to create what his lawyers said was economic chaos, and what the president said on social media last night would be a total disaster for the country. So the stakes very high for him, and of course very high for British exporters, among many, many other exporters around the world who want to sell their product into the United States and want to overcome the tariff barriers that President Trump has put into place.
Is there any suggestion that if the court continues to rule or rules in the next hearing that the tariffs are illegal and were imposed under illegal circumstances, that people will be, and countries, nations will be able to recover monies that they've already spent? Or is it once a tariff is paid and that's that?
Yeah, well, not yet, but that day may be coming. So the Federal Appeals Court yesterday, even though it said that the tariffs were illegal, also said they can remain in place and the government can continue collecting all of those tariff revenues until October the 14th. Well, by the time October the 14th rolls around, the White House absolutely will have filed with the Supreme Court. And at that point, the assumption is that the deadline will automatically get extended until the Supreme Court rules on the case, which could take several months. But if the Supreme Court says, absolutely, this was illegal, strikes the tariffs down, at that point, the US government would likely be required to refund all of the billions of dollars in tariffs that it has collected and about which President Trump boasts continually. Now, that may not be the end of the story because Donald Trump could say, OK, well, I wasn't allowed to impose these tariffs through declaring a state of emergency. will now work with Congress and do it that way. But there is the real possibility that billions of dollars of refunds would be made. And of course, they go to the importers. They don't go to the manufacturers of the goods. I mean, they would then have to have a negotiation with the importers that bring their goods into the United States, assuming they're using another party to do that. So it would get unbelievably messy, and it would also create a hole in the public finances here based on Donald Trump's continuing insistence that he's bringing billions of dollars into America that can shore up the economy and create opportunities here at home.
If I asked you for your hit parade of the most dramatic ways in which tariffs or threats of tariffs or impositions of tariffs have influenced foreign policy rather than trade under Donald Trump, what would you say? So which are the most kind of swinging ways in which his tariffs have been brought to bear on the world picture, would you say?
Well, look, I think there's no question that you would immediately focus on countries like China and India. I mean, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is travelling to Beijing next week to meet President Xi Jinping. An historic thaw in what has been a very, very chilly bilateral relationship between Delhi and Beijing. And the reason it's taking place is because of the swinging tariffs that Donald Trump has used against India, partly to punish them for buying Russian oil, but also to push back at what Donald Trump argues is a massive trade deficit that the Indians have with the United States. So he's absolutely shocked the Prime Minister of India, who thought he had a really cozy, close relationship with Donald Trump, and instead has been propelled into the arms of China. There are all sorts of other countries around the world, including, of course, the EU, that have been very dramatically hit by Donald Trump's tariff policies, which to some extent have been used as a tool to try and influence the outcome of the Ukraine conflict. One country that he doesn't seem terribly keen on tariffing, certainly to the extent that he's tariffed others, is Russia, which is a beneficiary, perhaps, unexpectedly, of Donald Trump's largesse when it comes to tariffs. So this is not just an economic tool. It is a central lever of foreign policy that he uses to punish countries that he doesn't like.
And while we have the pleasure of your company, can I ask you to have a quick look for us at the barometer of Donald Trump's popularity at the moment, just so we can gauge how he's going over in the US? I think we've got an idea of how he's going over here, but how is he going over there?
Yes, I thought for a second, Vanessa, you were going to ask me if I had any thoughts on the rumours sweeping social media earlier today that Donald Trump may have passed away because he hadn't been seen in public since Tuesday's cabinet meeting. And every single day we've been getting these notes that say no appointments on the president's schedule, nothing planned. Well, he has shown up today. He's gone and played golf. He's out playing a round of golf. So you can all
relax.
Stop panicking and relax. In terms of approval ratings, he's underwater on all of his signature issues. Immigration, the economy, inflation, across the board, he has lost ground. And he's in a worse position now in terms of approval ratings than either Joe Biden or Barack Obama were during the course of Joe Biden's first and only term in office and Barack Obama's second term in office. And yet, you know, he still has very solid support among his grassroots supporters. And there is evidence that the Republicans are registering new first-time voters at a much greater clip than the Democrats. And that is really freaking out the Democratic Party. 4.5 million more Republican voters have registered across the country than Democrats since January. And that's a barometer of the challenges that the Democrats now face in trying to restore their own credibility, even as Donald Trump's approval ratings start to slide.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Always a delight. That's Simon Marks there, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.